Channel One, right? And beginning of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie with Rick this Wednesday after supper, 25th October, 72. Channel One, right? And beginning of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie with Rick this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72. 25th of October, 72.
Real serious. Oh, you know, I used to when I was little and I got in one of them things, I thought they were hell handiest.
Yeah, you had them convertible.
Oh, and you know down yonder on Swanee River they got them?
Serious?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What, they like a wagon?
Uh-huh. No, they are more like a buggy.
Oh.
They got front seats and middle seats and back seats.
Oh.
And they got a top and a fringe all around them just like they used to be. Oh, boy, brother, I used to think when I was little and I got in Surrey, I was just it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That was the rich folks riding, weren't it?
Yeah.
In the Surrey.
That's right.
Yes,
and top-covered buggies.
Yes.
Poor people didn't have no top-covered buggies.
Yeah,
that was just the rich people.
Tom Adkins had one. He used to go see my aunt, my daddy's sister. That was a little bitty thing.
Ah, you smell your cat?
Yeah.
Well.
Woo! You know, it gets so strong in our bedroom at night that it almost runs us out.
Oh, that's a strong one.
Whew!
Now what excited that thing? Not a thing to excite them.
That cat?
Yeah.
Now, ain't a bit of telling that something out of...
Owl might have got after him or something.
What?
Owls get after him sometimes.
Under the house? Or out there?
He probably was on the outside.
Oh my goodness, that's a tall cat.
Yes.
I don't mind smelling so bad.
No.
As
long as they're a long way off, I don't.
This one is not a long way off.
No, he sure isn't.
That's nice and fresh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like him. I like them seasoned a little bit.
I don't mind him a little bit, but ooh, he must be under the house.
He may be out there in the yard digging somewhere. Yeah.
Something upset him. He got scared of something.
Well, that's it.
He turned to something.
That's it. Armadillo?
Could be. I don't know. They don't throw that must only just,
no.
You know, when they have to.
Yeah.
For protection. He's protecting himself somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody, my dog might buy something.
You over there.
You're right
there.
Seems
like to me, that fan's blowing it right over here.
It's just stirring it up.
We better run on, Marvin.
No, mm-hmm. Leave us with the cat.
Well,
the cat.
You know,
well, we got one at home. We smell him.
You know where he lives?
No, sir, I don't.
How's your cooter?
Gopher.
Oh, come along, some colored people and got my gopher.
Found him crossing the road and jumped out and put him in the car.
Oh.
They are mean, by the way.
They sure are.
Marvin stopped the car one day and got out and picked him up and took him off of the road to keep somebody from getting him. He was in the mouth of his hole going down, and they was passing the house, and they seen him, and they stopped that car and got that gopher.
That's what they do. The gopher, nothing's got a chance.
That's right.
And he'd been living around.
Oh, yeah, he sure had. I know good and well he was raised right there in the yard.
Yeah.
And he had just moved across the fence.
Yeah.
He just made a mistake.
He did. He made a bad mistake.
Well, I don't know.
I seen him out there digging out that hole, you know, and the sand just a flying. But this dark has come along and got him. There's nothing I can do about it.
You think you're ready to let's go home?
They got an eye for that.
They
don't miss
it. I had a good amount to go out there and just tell them just leave that gopher alone, but he was on the state's property, and I had no right to say anything.
Well, I don't know what you do. I sometimes think if I just had a fence around the place, I don't know what to keep.
But you know what? That same stuff that we're going to put around our house, we're going to build us a fence, a cross fence through the
yeah, that's, that'd be a good make a good fence. The boards won't rot.
And they say the weather won't hurt
them. The weather won't hurt them.
Termites won't eat it.
And it costs you more than pine lumber. It's called, the name of it is hardboard.
It's a fiber board.
It's got a fiber back and a smooth finish. And it's already primed in paint. It's primed in.
You're going to cover your house with it?
No, ma'am. We're going to put it around the house.
Around, yeah.
And
I think it costs somewhere around right at $150 a thousand, I believe.
Mm.
No, it's $200.
Maybe it is. It's high. But, you know, something.
I believe that man told us down there at Spar it was $225 a thousand.
It's higher than the pine, I know. I don't remember now what he told us.
But you don't have to paint it.
But you don't have to paint it, and the weather won't hurt it.
It's a good, they say, it's better than wood.
Is that what you're going to use?
Mm-hmm.
And you can build a fence out of it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Going to build us a front fence.
Well, now, what you want your front fence is something to keep stuff in and out. Well, unless you make it solid, it won't die.
Well, I would just more or less put up a fence across the yard, you know, and put the board low enough to the ground that the dogs probably wouldn't get under, put the cracks about so, like that, and not have it too high.
Now, that chain fence, it cost too much?
Well, it wouldn't cost as much as the board, but, you know, I guess if we ever got one, we'd have to get it and put it up. We haven't been able to get anybody to come out there and put up one.
Right.
They say that we're...
What great trouble is that?
I don't know. I've never put up any chain link fence.
Well, gee, I wouldn't think that would be any great trouble. And if you had one of those cattle gaps, what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Where your car goes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go over there. The dogs would.
The dogs would.
Yeah.
But your gopher wouldn't.
Well, my gopher's gone.
You know what those cattle gaps cost?
No, sir.
Well, sir, the last time I ever got to figuring on it, you know, you got that 2-inch pipe.
Hmm.
You can't build them without it.
That's right.
It'll cost you $100.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, was you doing the labor?
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd have something.
Sure.
You've got to set them in concrete.
We used to have one down there between the
house.
And
you got to have your stringer close
house.
Enough together that if a truck crosses it, it won't bend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cattle won't go across them.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure would love to have one somewhere.
Not unless they fill up with dirt.
Somewhere. Yeah, they'd fill up with dirt. I guess you'd have to clear it.
Yeah, the rain will wash sand in time. It'll fill up that hole. If you didn't build it up, you can build it up like that there.
Yeah.
Where your sand is
going.
I can think of a good many little small improvements that would be very convenient.
But they all cost a lot.
Yeah, they cost a lot of money and getting it done.
I need to get it done is as much as anything else, like your irrigation. You see, you could have found out about that long ago. If you could just got loose.
Yeah, well, we better go home.
Well, I think.
Well, sure did enjoy the coffee and
yes,
ice cream and everything.
I think of all the small things around here that I could do to make it so much simpler. So much simpler. Hell, if I just had a half a dozen gates instead of these old Georgia gaps.
Yeah. Well, I got them Georgia gates too.
Come over sometime. Oh.
I'll be there.
Mr. miles in pairs that you sent over there to me. How much was it? You know, I never could think about them bears.
You're talking about, we never could talk to that.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Mary, I don't believe I remember. I just wrote them back.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll give you
that was the last. That was the last ones he had.
I've been over here, and I never thought I intended to ask you how much they were.
Is that right?
And the greens, doggone it, you wouldn't come eating none of them.
No, we got all messed up on that. We didn't eat that day.
So we just kept forgetting that and forgetting it.
And I haven't been able to get any more since. Isn't that awful?
Well, I got some in the freezer. We'll have to cook them someday and eat them.
All right.
But you put no pears in nothing.
I'm going to do like...
I got plenty of pears.
I'm going to do like Marvin.
Where are they?
They're gone.
Oh,
they've been gone
long. One day I'm going to do like Marvin. I'm just not going to show up for work up there. I had about enough of it myself.
Well, I don't see why you won't quit them working. Well, you got enough here to do. Now, listen, if you tell me how much them pears was, I'll pay you. Because I won't never think of it no more.
Yeah.
I'm so forgetful.
I'd already forgot about it. So,
I intended to mention it to you every time I come.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was just a little video Debbie had left,
you ought to know how much.
I thought if you could use them, you just go ahead and use them.
How much you had to pay for them?
You know, he's the only fella I've run into that's got good stuff that's just moderate in his charges. Back when, now they weren't prime, they were past their prime. But back when they were in the prime, he gave you a great big full bushel for $2 and bring them to you.
He would.
Yes.
Will you tell me why, how much they are and let me pay you?
Well, I'll try to think it out. How much it was. I'll just take a mess of greens some of these days.
Yeah, I said he'd just take a mess of
okay.
Well, we didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
I'm
making me something.
What you mean?
I'm not going to tell you, but I yeah, it's going to come out.
Find out who it is.
Who's calling? It's Roger Sims.
I'll tell him I'm out in the field there and take a message.
Roger, he's out in the field right now. Can I take a message for him? It's Rick Reynolds. I was in a class with you a while back.
Gentlemen, over around 200, and the end of the visit was Miss Guthrie and Marvin. This Wednesday, the 25th of October, 72. Channel 1 over, around 200. The end of visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie at supper, just after supper, this Wednesday, the 25th of October, 72.